way, Stephanie.
Hello, family. I'm an alcoholic. My name is Stephanie. Give me 2 seconds. My husband came in, so my dogs is barking. Hello, family. Wow, I'm just so excited just to be invited, first of all, to share my experience, strengths, and hope. I understand that this is truly an Alcoholic Anonymous meeting. But for me, that was not how I got here. I came from the other fellowship. My clean date originally was June the 11th of 1983. Okay, hear me clearly. My new clean date is January the 9th of 2023. Think about it. I say that because I was in denial. I managed to stay clean for 26 years, uninterrupted. But there was somewhere in my process that I forgot that alcohol was a drug and that I needed to abstain from all drugs in order to recover. I say that there was nothing going on, nothing happening, but I always had this reservation in the back of my mind. And that reservation was, I'm willing to give up anything except if I can still drink beer. Now, mind you, because I put alcohol to the side because my preference was something different. Because my bottom was that was my bottom. And that's what sent me into treatment. But when I went to treatment, my counselor said to me, she says, Stephanie, I don't think that you're a drug addict. She says, I believe that you're an alcoholic. Now, here's the self-centeredness, rebelliousness. They don't know what they're talking about. And I cursed this counselor out so bad. It was just embarrassing that I realized that I did that. But lo and behold, 26 years later, I had that reservation in the back of my mind. COVID hit. Like I said, nothing was going on. But I remembered that reservation and I was getting ready to celebrate my 60th birthday. And guess what? I had that birthday party, and guess where me and my girls all went? In the limo, and we went straight to the bar. Now, mind you, I said I didn't have an alcoholic problem. Even when I got here in the rooms of eight Alcoholic Anonymous, I still had to be convinced that I was an alcoholic. Because, see, my thinking is a terrible place. My thinking led me to believe that. Oh, because alcohol is normal. I really had a serious drug problem. The alcohol wasn't the problem. But little did I know, when I took that first one, the first one, I was off to the races. Mind you, alcohol was not a problem for me. And I went on a 4-year run. 4 years. When I picked my head up again, and thank God for the fellowship, because I worked the steps. I had a sponsor. I did the step work. I shared meetings. I was in conventions. But guess what? Life started showing up. It was good. It became real good. And then I realized that I allowed money, property, and prestige to divert me from my primary purpose. And that was to stay clean and sober. With such state of denial, and I say denial because even in the fellowship, they says we must abstain from all drugs in order to recover. Alcohol is a drug. It is a drug. But ask me, how did I forget that? And I gave you the answer because I allowed money, property, and prestige to divert me. In my process of my 26 years, I'm living the program. My life is just so good. I started opening up a business. The business was taking off, so I had more money than I could spend. Just go with me. I got a big old house. I had two dogs, you name it. But I forgot in my process. Recovery had to come first. But I stopped. I started seeing myself distancing myself from the program. I stopped working with my sponsor. I stopped going to meetings. I stopped showing up. And guess what? Stephanie picked back up. I was sitting in my living room after this 4-year run, and there's something about when you work the program. They say intuitively, you'll know. And because I had been in the program now, and I'm a first nighter. But because I had worked the program was in me that even though I ran for 4 years, when I sat in my living room on January the 8th, I had a fifth of Jose Cuervo. I don't know if you guys know what that is, but it's tequila in the bottle. Da, 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 da. And I sat in my living room, and the God that I say that I found, the God of my understanding, says, Stephanie, do you realize that you just gave up 26 years of your clean time? And I looked to my left and I looked to my right and then I looked up and I said, it's a fine time for you to tell me now. There was something about that experience for me. And thank God that I did have a God of my understanding. I know of God. And I'm going to say this before we go there to get to how I really got into the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous. That night, when the God of my understanding said that to me, I couldn't deny it. And the reason why I couldn't deny it is because the program was in me. I just got off the steps. Have your mother ever said, if you get off of those steps, you're going to get in trouble? Well, I off the steps, and I got in trouble. And because I worked the program and knew it was there, I couldn't deny it. And I said, well, it's a fine time for you to tell me. He said, Stephanie, I don't want you to go back to the other fellowship, which is in it. I want you to call the AA hotline and tell them that you need some help. Now, mind you, I was in denial about this alcohol for a very long time. But I could not deny that once I took that first one, I was off to the races as if I was drinking the entire time. And it went from one drink to every other weekend to the every day of the week to me going to the bar to me hiding in my car. I was just done. But at that time, it was I just thank God so much because he guided me and put me right back to where I needed to be. And he said to me, he said, no, you don't need to go there. You need to go and learn about your alcoholism that you took for granted, that you were in denial about. So you talk about me, talking about the God of my understanding, but you don't know me and you don't trust me. So I went to the meeting that I called the AA hotline that same night, which was a Sunday. And I told the lady, I said, I need some help. Called the in Baltimore, and they would open it on Mondays. And I went there that Monday, and I raised my hand because I knew I had messed up. I knew I had got off the steps. I knew that I stopped working with my sponsor, going to meetings, working the steps, praying, meditating. I stopped doing all of that. So I went that Monday, and I raised my hand. I have been here since January the 9th of 2023. And I have a sponsor who knows she's my sponsor. I got back into to the fellowship and even though that I was just so in such a state of delusion. I'm talking about this is how bad the alcohol had taken me when I said that I wasn't an alcoholic. The lady that is my sponsor today that knows that she's my sponsor, she said, I asked her, would she sponsor me? She says, yeah. She says, well, are you an alcoholic? I said, I don't know. I'm not sure. She said, well, this place is for people who know they're alcoholics. And she gave me an assignment and told me to go home and think about the very first time that I ever had a sip of alcohol. And I did what she said. And I came home and I thought about it. I was about 12 years old. And my mother used to drink these little Pony Miller bottles of beer. And she would allow me to sip off that beer. And you're talking about a spiritual awakening. I was like, oh my God. So as I'm going to meetings, Mind you, I'm delusional. I really can't think. I'm really just off balance. I'm scared. I don't know what to do. But one thing I knew that I needed to do, and that was to keep coming back. No matter how delusional I was, no matter how much pain I was in, no matter what I thought, because my thing was, it was always somebody doing something to Stephanie. And then I kept coming to the rooms, and the more I kept coming, my mind started getting clear. Because he already knew I had stopped, but my mind had to get clear from all of the alcohol, from all of the denial, from all of, you know. And I was scared. I didn't want to meet people, and but I kept coming, and the more I kept coming, my mind started to get clear, and people was knowing me by my name, and I said, just maybe. Just maybe. And then one day, I had to come to a crossroad to where I had to make a decision. Now, this is where my God piece comes in at. I knew of God. I had a relationship with God. But what, guess what I found out when I got to Alcoholic Anonymous is that I did not trust the God that I said I knew. See, because as long as he was working for me, and everything was going good, I was fine. But let life start showing up. And see, I know for me, I have to be real careful with the effort disease. Because soon as something don't go right, I'm ready to go back. But the beauty about coming into the rooms of Alcoholic Anonymous and starting to get back on the steps and work with my sponsor, there was things that I saw about me that, one, I was definitely in denial about me being an alcoholic. I did not believe that I was one. I had to be convinced. And once my sponsor had me to go back and look at my life and look at my history, the truth was that I didn't do one without the other. Alcohol wasn't just my preference, but it always came out to be my solution. I didn't use one without the other. And that's how far I denial now. Mind you, 26 years. I'm sorry. And I didn't get that revelation until I got here. Now, you tell me God doesn't do for you what you can't do for yourself. Because I was in such state of denial. And I'm so grateful to the rooms of Alcoholic Anonymous, man, because I have grown so much with just in my thinking to realize that everything starts with the thought. Everything starts in the mind. And once the mind gets on, if you don't put something, well, I'm sorry, y'all. If I don't put something between me and my thought, because my thought will tell me, girl, you're not that bad. You don't need to come to meetings. And I'd be careful with that. I could not express to you the life that I'm living today. Even with that relapse. It says that relapse is not necessary. But for me, my relapse gave me a more rigorous perception of my alcoholism. I'm not in denial about it anymore. I don't take my program for granted. I try not to be too serious with myself. And everything that I thought that I knew, I come to find out when I came to AA. I didn't know as much as I thought I did because I took my alcoholism with a bare minimum of concern. Alcohol is a drug. We must abstain from all drugs in order to recover. Other than
My
that, man, I work
goodness.
the steps. I go to meetings. I work with my sponsor. I sponsor women today. I just do whatever is necessary to keep my sobriety up front, you know. Everything starts right here, and I'll be real careful with that. And I always try to make sure that I keep something between me and my thought crowd. You know, so I'm hoping that if I didn't help nobody else, I help myself. Please keep coming for the newcomers. This is the best life that I've ever lived. I have to be willing to do whatever is necessary, and I mean whatever is necessary. I must be rid of all reservations. In the book, it says all reservations must be smashed. Because if anything in the back of your mind tells you, well, if this happened, I don't know, if my mother died, you got to get rid of that. Because it will cause you to go back out and use again. So, with that being said, I want to thank y'all for allowing me to share. I just gave you my life story the best that I could.
Thank you so much.